8:17 and on the phone with us right now, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels. Good morning, Mitch. How are you, sir?
Good, Rick. I hope you are.
I am, well, like you said when we first answered, I am up. I wouldn't say that I'm good yet. The only reason why is because I have to admit, man, I've made the New Year's resolution to stay in shape, to get in better shape, to start cutting body fat, get that percentage down. And, well, here we are with In Shape Indiana, and it's been going on since, what, 2005?
Yeah, we started it a couple of years ago, and we're, I think we're gaining on it. This is a long-time, long-term prospect, but congratulations to you. I hear you've dropped a lot of weight and cut way, way back, nearly to zero on smoking. Those are hard things to do, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, man, it's one of those things where last year I made the decision to say, okay, you've got to just try to get back to high school weight. It was a quiet little goal that I set for myself, so I did it. But you know what's funny, Mitch? And maybe we're conditioned for this, but what is it about when somebody starts losing weight and they actually start getting healthier that people say, you look too skinny?
Well, maybe they're jealous, but you're a big jock, as they tell me, so I think this is terrific. You know, you'll be back in fighting trim here before long.
You know what? I'm digging it, man. And you know, it's the game of basketball can do so much for us, and it's a fun game, and I found something that I enjoy to do. Which obviously is healthy. Instead of sitting back and watching the games, I have actually found myself going out and playing more, and I think that's what's so important.
Well, it is. I mean, I tell people every day, you know, you don't have to beat yourself to death in the gym to do yourself a lot of good. Find something you like, and just walking is great for a lot of people. You know, I'm out there traveling all the time. I was right there near all around South End this week, and the most fun thing about the job right now is literally every day somebody comes up and tells me a get well story like this.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday in a villa, a gal came up to tell me that she had quit smoking after 30 years, I think she said.
Good for her, man.
Listen, a radio compadre of yours named Kurt.
Uh-huh.
Over at WAWC in Warsaw. I stopped by there yesterday. He dropped 70 pounds.
Awesome.
You guys should get together and, you know, compare notes.
Yeah, definitely. I dropped about 30 pounds one time. I put about 7 back on. But that's okay.
Well,
that's winter. But that's also, that has to do with Mama's cooking. I've got, you know, she makes great fried chicken. Right. And then the holidays, forget it.
Well, I'll just put a little marker out there for you. Why don't you just make sure that in odd age here, you take those 7 and another 7 off and see where you are.
So another 14?
Yeah, think you can do that?
I can do it. I can do it. I guarantee you I can do it. You know, my goal is to get shredded, to get ripped, and you know, and not to talk about me, but see, what I'm wanting the listeners to understand is you can do it. Because I was one of the biggest procrastinators. I was one of the biggest ones that would sit down and say, okay, what's in the fridge at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night when I'm going to bed at 10:15? And this is just a wonderful thing. As a matter of fact, tell me about the 10 in 10 weeks. What is the 10 in 10?
Oh, that was an idea our folks had, just to, again, to try to suggest something that would be, that would sound manageable to people, a pound a week, and which is very, which is not that hard to do if you just follow a few simple rules. And, you know, they got, last I looked, 60,000, 70,000 people had done it,
yeah.
And many of them had gone way beyond 10.
Well,
I think, once again, sort of the idea that you can do yourself a lot of good, even without, even if you don't become really a fanatic about it.
Sure. Well, and you know what? What's nice is when anybody can just actually get motivated enough to actually start. I think, do you hear that a lot? That it's the actual beginning point and then to make it a habit?
Yeah, I do. What people will say is, you know, it was hard to start. The first time I saw that I was 2 pounds lighter, then I wanted it to be 3 and 5 and 7. And, you know, you kind of get a little momentum going where it becomes a more natural sort of thing to do. And people say, you know, they once they got past the first month without a cigarette, then they couldn't stand the thought of throwing away all that effort, so they wanted to get to month 2 and so forth.
Did you ever, now were you ever, you know, really out of shape? I mean, have you always been one to work out?
Honestly, probably not. I've probably been blessed with a good metabolism, but, you know, I will say that I didn't have the best habits, though I always liked sports, but I wasn't careful at all about what I ate for a long time, but I got running a long time ago, and that sort of led me on into a little weightlifting and other things, and it's just been a part of life ever since.
Can I ask how old you are?
58.
Now, do you find yourself just being more energetic than most guys your age, like, say, guys you went to school with and that kind of thing, when you guys catch up?
I suppose so, you know, but no matter how hard you work at it, the thing that gets me is I'm still running about as far as I used to, but somebody sped up the clock. You know, I think it's a practical joke. I'll look, you know, and it couldn't have taken that long to go 5 miles.
Mitch, it's called gravity.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it feels like I'm going as fast, but the clock says no.
Hey, if folks want to get in touch with In Shape Indiana and they want to try this, even our listeners up in Michigan, what's something that they can do if they want to start getting into a challenge or something like that?
Well, they have to go to the In Shape website. There's a ton of stuff there. And by the way, another part of it is this is what you're doing by talking about this, sharing it with your listeners is so important, because just to encourage people, at the In Shape website, you can connect to people who are doing it too. So,
sure.
Only one thing, and I would refer people there.
Well, and here's the thing, real quick, and I know you've got to hop. I know that you're busy, but I think that as time goes on, and you know, here we are, and just so you know, we're Christian Top 40, and it's so important for us to take care of ourselves and to you know, honor that pretty much command from God that take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of what you've got here. You only get it once, and it's funny that, you know, it's not just a physical relationship that you've got with yourself, that you've got to continue to keep yourself going, but, you know, mentally and emotionally, what it does for somebody, and the research proves it.
You're making a very important point. You know, I'm Presbyterian. We talk a lot and pray a lot about stewardship, and that means a steward is one who takes in trust all that was given to him, his talents, the environment, his body. I think it's very, very consistent with our faith to do these things, I certainly hope that your listeners are paying attention to you and to this message.
There you go, Governor Mitch Daniels, of course, here of Indiana. Thank you so much for the time this morning. Hey, real quick, one last question: how tough is it, you know, in your faith, you know, in politics nowadays, just to try and, you know, keep that, you know, I know it's tough to separate it, but, you know, we know that you can't. When it comes to a relationship between you and God, you know, if you're listening for the wisdom and stuff, do you have a hard time with that?
The thing I have a hard time doing is restraining myself. Out of respect for other faiths or, you know, citizens who are my employers,
sure,
regardless of their faith outlook. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always trying to find that line. It comes naturally to me to speak openly of faith and, you know, to encourage others in that way. But in this job, I'm constantly testing myself and asking myself, am I balancing that inclination with my duties?
Absolutely.
Sometimes it's not always clear to me just where the line is, but I just try my best to live as I always have, but be careful what I say so that I am, you know, again, being properly respectful our Constitution.
There you go. Hey, real quick, Mitch, one last thing here. Regardless of partisanship, whether, you know, what people support and what they don't support, I think that it's safe to say that within Shape Indiana, this is definitely something everybody should take the time to do and at least take a look at and, once again, set some goals and make some things happen. Hey, by the way, I'm going to put the challenge out there, and I'll keep in touch with you. But
yep,
my goal by July 4th, by
yep,
July 4th, is to drop 6% body fat.
Okay, where are we starting?
Let's start today.
Okay, but I'm going to be checking on this, so you're going from what to what?
I don't know what my percentage is. I will go get it measured today.
All right, Brad's going to call and find out. We're going to put it on the wall and check you out.
Oh, you're going to put the big guy on me now. The big guy.
Right.
Okay, all right, then that's what I'll do. I'll go get it done today. I've got
all
a buddy of mine that can do this. So 6% by 7-4. How's that?
Well, in our administration, we measure everything, you know, and we'll be measuring you.
All right, buddy. Hey, by the way, pull-ups, how many can you do?
Well, 15 at last check. I had a little minor surgery, and so I haven't done some for a little while, but I'll go try next time at the gym. We'll see if I've slipped on that, too.
Okay, 15. I don't think I could do 3.
You will by July 4th.
I will definitely do that. Mitch Daniels, thank you so much, Governor of Indiana. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. And here's to getting in shape with Indiana. And even our Michigan listeners, take advantage of that and hit the website. Mitch, have a great day, and go Butler Bulldogs, buddy.
Go Dawgs.
See you, man. I looked at her, and I was...